I feel all is right in the world. I've gotten some Kate Shadbourne tonight. And we made it through without getting all the way through March.
And Deb Rocha, I listen to you, I melt. Fabulous.
One, two, there we are. Okay, well, you can't start without an introduction, right? Okay, Rick Cooper, Pat Connealy, they've been playing together for a number of years, and they just keep getting better and better and better, and they do lots of music that I love and that Jake used to love, and we're just glad that they're around doing the stuff they do. You're going to be royally entertained, okay? Please, a big hand for Cooper and Connealy.
All set, Ira? Life is good, sure is sweet. Got a combination that can't be beat. I got a man who loves me, and this here old guitar. When trying to decide what I want to play. Top grain's tight, nice low about, yeah. All my guitar friends know what I'm talking about. I got a man who loves me, and this here old guitar. Yeah, when I'm in the mood to play around, I never need to go too far. Well, some days may be hard, some days cruel, but I know what I got, 'cause I ain't no fool. Take 'em in my arms, hold on tight, before you know, well, I'm feeling alright. Oh yeah, I'll be feeling alright. My ukulele and my old kazoo, but when I want to rock, sometimes they just won't do. Shine is overrated, oh, finish is all scuffed, but I got a Bigsby whammy. Oh, I think I've said enough. I got a man who loves me and this here old guitar. When I need a little whammy, I never need to go too far. Life is good, sure is sweet. Got a combination that can't be beat. I got a man who loves me and this here old guitar. Yeah, I got a man who loves me and this here old guitar. Thank you. That was my Valentine's present for my husband Bob last year. A surprise, too. I think many of you here have heard the story of the 57 Irishmen who, I'll just kind of briefly tell you, 57 Irishmen that came over from Ireland in 1832. They arrived in Philadelphia, and they were hired to work on a particularly difficult stretch of what would become the Pennsylvania Railroad. And within 6 weeks of arriving, they disappeared without a trace. And over the years, there was, you know, talk of cholera, vigilantes, there were stories about ghosts being sighted by the railroad tracks around a fire, and nobody knew what had happened to them until about 10 years ago when their remains were found. And it did show that the first did die of cholera, and they were buried properly, and the other ones were, they showed the skulls, blunt force trauma to the head, and that sort of thing, and the work continues. So it's called the Duffy's Cut Project, if you're interested to find out more of it. But this is for the 57.
Can I get a little more guitar up here?
But I got a whammy bar at home. No.
Before I start, a little poem, a little children, Irish children's poem. Paddy on the railway picking up stones. Along came an engine and broke Paddy's nose. Oh, said Paddy, that's not fair. Oh, said the engine, I don't care. Duffy said the pay was good, working on the line. 1832, mile 59. From scattered bones the old tree grows. Scattered bones, all that remain. 57 lying silence for the passing of a train. They came to build the railroad. They came to cut the stone. Get a job, a decent meal, send some money home. From the old stone walls of Derry, from the peatlands of Tyrone, to Duffy's Cut, Pennsylvania, with brother, friend alone. Don't leave my bones to linger in a shallow on my grave, but take me home where I belong and let my soul be saved. Might have been the cholera, might have been the alcohol, maybe it was the bosses, vigilantes come to call. No prayers for dead and dying, no prayers to ease their pain, just stories whispered through the years, ghosts dancing round the flames. Don't leave my bones to linger in a shallow on my grave, but take me home where I belong and let my soul be saved. Of how they lived, no trace of how they died. Truth locked up in a railroad vault, secrets, shame, and lies. From scattered bones, the old tree grows. Scattered bones, all that remain. 57 lie in silence for the passing of a train. Don't leave my bones to linger in a shallow on my grave, but take me home where I belong and let my soul be saved. Oh, and let my soul be saved. Let my soul be saved. Let my soul. Thank you. Thank you.
No surprise that she took first place in the Pennsylvania Heritage Songwriting Contest with that one.
Thank you.
It's a song that was written by a friend of ours, Tag Vinard. When she dances, she's got the world at her fingertips. The way she dances, she rolls her eyes and shakes her head. The wolves will do their best to take her for a whirl, but she's no one's girl. She's no one's girl. She's no one's girl. She's no one's girl. When she parties, she's looking out for a real good time. She loves to party. No one can keep her in line. At the end of the night, her head may swim and swirl, but she's no one's girl. She's no one's girl. She's no one's girl. She's no one's girl. Someday she'll be someone's girl. Just you wait and see. Somehow, some way, I hope that someone is me. Laughing, well, her eyes sparkle and shine the way she's laughing. Oh, I wish that girl were mine. I'd promise her the moon, I'd promise her the world, but she's no one's girl. 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 We'll do one more for you. This is another one of Patty's songs. It's called "Alone in the Dark."
I'd like to say thank you to Ellen for having us here. And it's been so wonderful not only seeing all of you, because I haven't seen so many of you, but actually getting to hear you as well is such a treat. And this will be. Alone in the dark, oh, late at night, I dream once again that I held him tight, give him back. Don't take my love from me. In the light of day, the truth, all my crying, well, it ain't no use giving back. Don't take my love from me. When I look in his eyes, he's telling lies.
breaks my heart to see him so. One day at a time, hoping to find the man I used to know. Story's getting mighty thin. Give him back. Don't take my love from me. Oh, I said, give him back. Don't take my love from me.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. That was it. That was five. Ira, I'm going to unplug my guitar.
Amazingly, we do have one more. But before we play this, I am required by Miss Pat and paragraph 26A of our partnership agreement to explain that the word jeans in this song is spelled G-E-N-E-S, and it refers to a feeling one might experience like at a chromosomal level. Today you wrecked my car, did all that damage at the bar. Everywhere you are, you cause a terrible scene. And now I'm standing on my front porch, watching you do your crazy dance. How'd I ever get started on this impossible romance? Staring at a broken window, and now I'm looking out behind. You got me twisting and bending, my brain is working overtime. I hear you banging on the rooftop, I hear a wailing siren. I should be looking for shelter from Hurricane Irene. Here she comes now.
You act so mean.
You got me flooded with pain.
Flooded
I'm waiting in misery.
And misery.
I love to watch you move.
I love to watch you move.
You cause excitement in my genes. Still, I'm wishing I was somewhere else than with Hurricane Irene. Whoa, whoa, Irene.
Oh, oh, Irene.
You know you act so mean.
You act so mean.
You got me flooded with pain. I'm waiting in misery.
In a misery.
I love to watch you move.
Love to watch you move.
You cause excitement in my G-E-N-E-S. Still, I'm wishing I was somewhere else than with Hurricane Irene. I should be looking for shelter from Hurricane Irene. You know I'm wishing I was anywhere else than with Hurricane Irene. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Woo! Cooper and Connelly.